Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman by heading over to patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Halbkasten mit Tom Reimann und David Bell.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Episode of Hypecast!
Hypecast.
The show where we get hyped about stuff and or things. I'm your co-host, Tom Reimann.
I'm your co-host, David Bell.
Right out of the gate, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, who gives a shit? I got a guy here with us.
Who's that guy? Who's that man?
Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Cody Johnston. Is my name.
Yay!
They read the pot. They read the thing before they clicked on the thing.
That's true. It's right there,
and it says it. It says who you are. Welcome. Thank you.
Surprise.
We should mislabel it one time just to mess with everyone.
Sure. Fuck it. Why not, man?
Do it. Do it this time.
We have all the power. They have none of the power.
So everything we're saying was not true.
Okay. Man,
we really pulled a fast one on you. We're like those heisting magicians, and now you see me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's exactly
Michael Fassbender.
We're some real now you see me's.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why are we like Michael Fassbender?
Pulling a fast one? I don't know.
He bent a fast one. Says that?
Look, it's the beginning of the episode. All right, we're building up to it.
Did you guys hear what I said? Fine. Did you hear what I said? That he bent a fast one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear? Mm-hmm. Did you guys hear that? Mm-hmm. I'd like to submit that for consideration.
All right.
I'd like to submit Now You Don't as the title of Now You See Me Too instead of just Now You See Me Too.
Why wasn't that?
I pitched that as a question to ask Daniel Radcliffe.
It's a great question.
For a certain film that we're no longer doing publicity for.
Harry Potter 9.
Yeah. Nah. I'll tell you guys. We can talk about it off mic.
Okay. I'm curious about that. We should get in our producers, our Hypecast producers. We have producers of Hypecast.
We do.
And we say their names.
Uh-huh. It's a tier you can get on our Patreon.
Yeah, we have some new producers this week. Chancy Pants.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. I like that a lot. That's fun to say.
Excuse me.
As is the second one. Sorry, Chancy Pants. I think they said they wanted to be just Pants, or we could call them Pants, but we can call them whatever we want. So we should call them Chance, mm-hmm. like in
Chance in the
Homeward
Pants.
Bound.
Yeah,
Chance in the Pants. Mm-hmm. I got Chance in the Pants. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I like that too. That appeals to me.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And my sensibilities.
Yeah.
About chances and pantses.
Sure. Second name is Space McNulty.
Woo-hoo!
Which fuck yeah, that's a season of The Wire I want to see.
I mean, that's a deep pull. That's a Best Bad Movie pull.
Is it?
Yeah, Space McNulty plays a bad guy in John Carter.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is a thing you can see. Mm-hmm. Space
yeah,
McNulty.
Yeah, that's a deep pull. Yeah, that's a deep cut.
Mercurial Oz, did I say that right?
No, Mercurial Oz, Mercurial. You simple bastard.
I said it so wrong.
Fuck?
I said it so wrong.
You mangled that thing.
I went for the hoop and it was the other team's side.
Marcia Oz.
Tom,
Mike
you definitely
Oz.
Mikey Oz. Thank you.
Mickey Oz.
Tom, you're going to have to do the next one.
All right, our next producers. Where's Bane?
There we go. We had this one last week, and I couldn't do it justice. I tried.
You did. You got Tom. you and Star gave it a shot. I listened.
Okay, good. We tried. I was listening. You got what you wanted.
Like Ed Harris in the Truman Show. I was hiding up in the moon and listening to you guys.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, you are. You're very Ed Harris and Truman Show esque.
Let me handle the next couple. Now we got Hiram. We got, oh great, it's that guy. We got Leth. We got Bob Grenville. We got Nolan Matten.
Nice.
This is some. That's a real murderer's row of producers.
Yeah. Good job getting those out.
Is Cody? Cody, you want to read the next couple?
Cody, you want any of these?
You want to get in on this?
I can do a little Joshua Graves,
yeah.
Andrew McGuire, Ozzy, Tom Quasi Dangerous Levels of Hype, K, Bart Fartigan.
This is the best.
That's
amazing. Thank you for letting me say that.
Oh, indeed.
AJ, Dip. Okay. Wait, no, sorry.
You get this one.
Tip Drizzle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah, that's a gift we give to the guests.
Tip Drizz.
Tip Drizzle.
Thank you, Tip Drizzle.
Frankly Amish. Miss Voidus. The Ghost of Dave Thomas. R.I.P. Aaron Burser.
Ooh.
This one is, he's requested that we change the name. It's David
Knife Boot.
Henson, MBA, CPA.
That's an accountant. All right.
Oh. All right. Good to know.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got an accountant now. We also have a lawyer, Christopher Robert Spartz Esquire.
Topher Bobby.
Thank you. Topher Bobby. Mackenzie Righteous Hand of the Lizard People Chill.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Funky J. Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Pie Guy. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you to our wonderful producers.
Yeah. All right, are we ready?
Are
we ready
to talk
about some trailers?
I think we're ready to look at some trailers.
Okay, because the first one is for Candyman.
Yeah!
Candyman.
Yeah.
Yeah, this just dropped this morning.
Candyman. It did.
Spooky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
Jordan Peele writing.
Yeah.
The director, she hasn't done much. I looked her up. But it looks really good.
I'm going to mangle. What, is it Nia DaCosta? Is that the director?
I don't know. It's got Tony Todd in it, the original Candyman. Cody, do you have any relationship to the Candyman movies?
No, I've never seen Candyman.
Ooh.
Oh, it's actually pretty good and scary.
It's actually like pretty scary.
Yeah. He kills people with a hook. If you say his name five times in the mirror, I've said Candyman, I guess now four times.
Okay.
I'm not in a mirror.
Not in a mirror. So
yeah, never mind.
You got to be in a mirror, so you're safe.
He's really working for it because he kills people with a hook, but like he really kills them.
Yeah.
When you see them, you're like, man, he has to, because it's hard to kill someone with a hook.
Yeah.
Right. Like, in the first film, definitely, like when they find the remains, it's like, man, you spent like a couple of minutes on this.
Yeah, you can't just stab and drag, can you?
No, you got to free up an afternoon to be Candyman.
Yeah,
because you got to hook, and then you either like rip and tear, or you got to unhook it.
Yeah,
and then rehook it.
It's like crocheting. Yeah,
yes, exactly,
it's like the whole process.
Yeah.
So he's really gotten that down. It's like the ballsiest slasher weapon.
Yeah.
In terms of calling your shots,
you will. Yeah, you call your shot. Like you will have the time.
Yeah.
Like no one will be stopping me from using this hook.
Right, and you know you have the skills to deal with the hook.
Yeah, exactly.
I forget, Tom, do you remember the origins of the hook?
I believe it was put on his hand.
Okay.
Well, he's either an escaped slave or a freed slave. I can't remember which. And he's murdered by a bunch of racists. They cover him in honey and set bees on him.
Right.
Oh, God.
So that's why
there's a reason Jordan Peele was like, I'm going to write this remake. Yeah. Because it's a hell of a story.
Damn. Yeah, it's quite a story. Yeah. And then you got Yahya Abdul-Mateen too in there.
Yeah, and it's the same world as the original. The idea is it's been gentrified, like the the fact that it's a continuation leads me to believe that Tony Todd is in fact playing Candyman. Have they not said who's playing Candyman?
They haven't said. All the director, who is Nia DaCosta, I did remember the name. cool. she has said that Yahya Abdul-Mateen 2 is not replacing Tony Todd.
Okay, so there's like a someone's like becoming Candyman.
Well, that's if you remember, that's the story of the original. Is You're Virginia right. Virginia
she,
Madsen's
she takes his
like
place.
Right? She's like doing like a folklore study, like a modern folklore study about the Candyman legend, and she gradually becomes more and more obsessed with it. And by the end of the film, she takes Candyman's place.
Yeah, she Candyman's like her husband, right? Her ex.
Yeah, Xander Berkeley.
And I was it was Xander.
It,
Berkeley.
It is Xander Berkeley.
Oh man, he just gets he has the worst time. In Terminator 2, he gets his mouth stabbed.
Yes.
Poor Xander.
Right to the mouth.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if she was like his. So he like has apprentices. He's like it's like a. You can get a job with Candyman.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can be a journeyman Candyman.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Build up your skills.
Yeah. Build up your
portfolio.
Candyman.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Because I'd only saw the sequel once, but I remember Candyman was back in that one, Tony Todd.
Mm-hmm.
So did he fire her? Did he
let
her go?
I don't know. I can't quite remember. I remember like the tenement, like one of the, I don't remember if it is Cabrini Green itself, but it's like a tenement building burns down and she like runs in there to save a baby and her hair gets burned off and then she dies. I don't remember what happens to Candyman in the end of the movie.
Okay. I'm going to have to watch the shit out of these.
Yeah.
Candyman was...
Wins, right?
Yeah.
It was a movie
it's one
that,
or the other.
It was a movie that me and a bunch of my friends rented as like a goof, you know, like, let's watch a horror movie and like laugh at it. And boy, right. Was that an error.
Well, Candyman does sound like the kind of like straight to DVD.
Yeah.
That is all. Title. That is what I thought it was.
Oh, really?
Like it, cause, yeah, it sounds like it. And like, okay, yeah, you look in the mirror and then you say it five times and they show up. Like, that's all the information I had. It's like, yeah, it sounds like a
right.
Sounds like a bad movie.
Yeah.
It is. It's the key factor is it's written by Clive Barker.
Mm.
And if you're familiar at all with his work, it's like some of the most like soul-wrenchingly intense, bleak horror.
Yeah. It's
like.
Yeah. It's not, it's not like C-movie garbage.
No, it's not a movie you rent at a sleepover, I can tell you that much.
No, it's not.
That was the first time I watched it, is something like that.
Yeah.
Because I had the older sister, and she'd have the sleepovers, and that's how I saw, like, The Evil Dead and this movie, like, probably too early. But, yeah, I remember this being, the original being, one of the freakiest fucking films I had seen.
Yeah, it scared the hell out of me.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. The scene in this trailer of the bathroom is a good bit with the girls in the bathroom.
Yeah, he's looks. Yeah,
yeah.
When that bit was over, I was like, oh, this is gonna be.
Yeah,
this is a movie.
He killed. It's definitely a movie. Yeah, he kills five chicks with a hook again. That's hard.
Yeah,
he's you can't say he's not putting in the work.
Yeah. Right, and if it's Tony Todd, well, he's an old man now. So these teenagers, they could get the best of him.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
Not kids these days.
Not kids. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. They're all on their iPhones. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
They're all slouching
them. If they weren't busy texting, then they would have gotten away.
Yeah. Can you say Candyman five times into your iPhone reflection?
Probably.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
If a vampire looks in the mirror and says Candyman five times, does it not count? Like, you think you'd get away with it?
That would be like the fight of the ages.
Yeah.
Right? Like Dracula versus Candyman, because they would never encounter each other.
Right. Just like an endless film of nothing happening.
Just a bunch of near misses.
Yeah.
It would just be a 90 minutes of an empty bathroom.
Yeah.
Right. Just like every couple of scenes, the vampire goes in the bathroom again, says it five times, nothing happens, and he goes about his day.
Right. Maybe a hard cut to Candyman in like his nether realm, just like, did someone? No? Okay.
No? Okay.
All right. I didn't. Well, I thought I heard someone.
I swear, was, okay. I heard the door. No. I'm expecting. Look, I ordered something from Amazon.
I got my hook. I got my hook ready. No? Okay.
Fine.
All right.
It's a real pain in the ass because like when he's relaxing at home, he doesn't have the hook on. So every time he hears the Candyman thing, he's got to get up and put his hook on.
He's got screwed on.
Does that sound getting up? And
yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah.
Got to get the blood flowing.
He's probably got multiple types of hooks.
Yeah, like you know, you want to have, like you know, hook you don't hook. You don't just have one necktie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to feel nice, you know? It's okay.
Like a festive was, hook. Yeah. Like a hook with a little Rudolph nose on the end of it.
Candy cane, man.
Yeah.
That, there, right there. It was right there, yeah.
Be a candy man. Damn. Be a candy cane. You have a candy cane.
I will say like, that's the one part of this trailer that I really, my eyes rolled back into my head. It's when one character says to the main guy, to Black Manta, he says, oh, so I heard you've been checking out the old candy factory. I was like, my God, are we going that direction? Are we going to say that that's why he's the candy man?
God. He used to love candy.
All right. Always eating candy.
Okay. Good origin.
But I'm sure it's just taken out of context or something.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
I have nothing but total faith in all of these people that are assembled to make this film.
If it was like a sequel to Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, he's a monster now.
I mean, he was before, but now he's just more blatant about it.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's like third act monologue where he talks about, I had a factory.
Right, right. They save it for the end. Yeah, like,
right. Wait, what?
And everybody in the theater is like, wait, is he fucking Willy Wonka?
Are you kidding? Oh, right. You want that huge groan? I'm like, wait, no. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then they show the clip.
I'm
like,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, you did.
Oh, they did it. Oh, they're trying to build up the Wonka cinematic universe. God.
No, oh, it's dumb.
You didn't tell me it would be dumb.
Yeah. This looks great. Next trailer.
Next trailer.
Is that
yeah,
what
next
you're
trailer.
Saying? You're going yeah. to the next trailer. It's Rumble. It's yeah.
Yeah, it's I saw this trailer. It was weird. There was like a big deal about this trailer being like a releasing this week, but I saw this in front of Sonic like 2 weeks ago.
Me as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Seems like a movie that would be advertised in front of Sonic.
Yeah.
It does.
Hmm.
And it was.
It Truly. Seems like a movie that should be a Netflix movie.
Yeah. Or like And like Nick Jr. special event or something.
It's very. The worst part is I know kids will love this shit. Because it's got silly.
Yeah,
because
it's animated. But like, even the main joke in the trailer, and I get like, obviously, you're making a kids' movie, you want jokes for the adults and the kids. But like, the main joke was Dirty Dancing.
Right.
No kid has seen that or gets that reference.
Right.
That reference is too old for a lot of parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it like it's required to get it to get it.
Yeah. It's also that's well, yes and no, because the kids will watch it and they'll be like, oh, he can't lift the other.
Right, yeah. It's
right,
like that's
right.
The joke. That's the joke for kids.
Or like, oh, she's flirting with him, but he's not into it.
Right.
Yeah.
But that idea, because so many fucking trailers and kids movies do this, they're like a little something for the parents, and that's all we as adults can really judge it on. And so judging it by that, it's like such a tired joke.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Just like, hey, remember this? And it's like, yeah, I do, thanks.
Right, like watching okay. It like so okay it's like a little stupid little kids movie, that's fine. The adult stuff is gonna be bad.
Mm-hmm.
So just like advertise a kids movie, and if you know
yeah.
parents will take their kids to it because hopefully they want the kids to enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to advertise the adult stuff.
You don't need to try to put memes in your movie.
Right.
You know, it's...
And that, yeah, that's what it felt like. It felt very much like the emoji, like an emoji movie style joke.
Right.
Or like the Angry Birds joke.
Yeah.
Where it's like, did nobody was awake when they wrote this?
Right.
It's just like...
I can at least say that at least the premise of this movie is more original than Angry Birds or Emoji Movie.
Oh, for sure.
It's like, yeah. Oh, at least this is an idea.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But yeah, like the jokes are just like the yeah.
They took more than a second to come up with the idea for this movie. They didn't look at a list of products that they were given and point their finger at one of them and go, "That. We'll do that twice."
Right.
Unbelievable. Angry Birds the movie. Get out of here.
Oh, God. Two, yeah.
Yeah,
there's
two.
A part two.
Because the first one did so well and everyone loved it so much.
Mm-hmm.
It swept the nation.
It's the Lego movie's fault.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Absolutely.
Because the Lego movie was like, here's a really like interesting angle for Legos. And then every other company was looking at their toys and would just like squint and draw a face on their product and go, maybe. Yeah. I could be something. Call Hollywood.
Call the Hollywood folks.
Yeah.
And then they just lean out the window and shout.
Yeah.
Because that's Hollywood! How that's how incestuous these relationships are. Anyways. Right.
Smiley face, the movie. All right. We'll do it.
We can get Patrick Stewart to voice the shit picture. You know that shit that you text your friends? God,
they did
that. Popular shit that you send to people.
That is who they got. You're right.
Give that a face and have it sound like Patrick Stewart.
All right, that's Rumble.
That's Rumble. That's Rumble.
Hey, they used the "Let's Get Ready to Rumble."
They did.
Guy,
Michael Buffer,
because kids know that too. Mm-hmm. They love that guy.
Well, doesn't he have a copyright on the actual phrase "Let's Get Ready to Rumble"? Yes, so they might not have a choice.
And he is very litigious.
Yeah. So like, all right, fuck it.
Good for him. He did a thing that people like, and he's like, if you want to do my thing, you got to pay me some money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
For sure.
I wish he was in this next trailer. The Letter for the King.
Yeah.
Which is, it's 1917, but wizards.
Kind of.
It's you have to get this letter to the king, and everybody's like, don't do the letter. And he's no, I'm going to do the letter.
Here's what I don't understand about this movie.
He sends the letter to him. Yeah. What is it?
It's this squire who wants to be a knight, and his ragtag team of, I assume it's said based on a book. I assume it's a young adult novel.
It's got to be. It's teens.
Because it's a bunch of teens. Yeah. It's this ragtag group of teens that have to carry this letter from across the continent to the king. And meanwhile, these evil wizards are hunting them. My point is there's clearly magic in this world. Why didn't a fucking wizard fly the message to the king?
No.
What are we doing giving it to this 13-year-old dipshit and his Scooby-Doo gang to walk across the entire continent?
That's not how
when
magic
lives
works.
Are at stake.
That's not how magic works.
Yeah.
I can't explain beyond that. But I promise you, that is
like
not
every time
how
I saw every time I saw somebody cast a magic spell, I was like, "Why the fuck are we walking?"
All right, here's my theory.
Yeah,
my theory is the letter is the person asking the king if he wants to hang out next week.
Do you like me? Check yes or no.
And he's like, "Look, this isn't that important of a letter. I'll just give it to these little shitheads."
It's an AOL CD.
Give them something
CD.
To do while we fight the war. Or
yeah, exactly.
Going on.
Make them feel important.
It's just like the king opens it up at the end and says, "You up?"
Yeah.
It's a dick pic.
Yeah. King draws an eggplant, folds it up, and he's like, "Send this back."
Send it back. Return to sender. Tell them sup.
Oh man, God, I hope.
And then when they open it, act out a cool gif. You know, one that's like funny but still seems like I'm interested. You know,
suggestive but funny.
Like I'm fun, but also open for business.
I would love it if this movie was like a backdoor pilot, where it's like, all right, they did the first one, they're done, and then they pick it up, and it's just a series of that. So by the end of every episode, it's a new message, and so like you build up, like, well, eventually the king's gonna get lucky, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually,
he just keeps sending these like this Stranger Things group of kids to like, right.
Yeah, back
they go
and
on
forth.
Different horrific adventures. The whole time, I feel like the kids should never know what's in the letters and what they're risking their lives for.
They think it's so important, but we know.
Yeah,
we know.
Oh, I'm sure that's actually going to be the twist.
Years pass. Yeah,
the is twist is like the letter doesn't matter, or it's
bullshit. Yes. Right. Or it's going to have something to do with them not knowing what's actually in the letter. I'm positive.
Or like it wasn't a letter. The actual delivery was the kids.
Yep.
Right.
Oh,
you nailed it. You nailed it.
Yeah. Exactly.
We just
you
solved
this
movie.
Package. Bring me you. All right. Why? I don't think the king is going to sound like that.
What if he does?
Send
though?
Me
what
children. Right? As I would love to see movies like this where like everything is done very seriously. And then it waits like 50 minutes to really like pull the rug out from underneath you. I'm like, no, actually, we've been building this up to be very silly by the end.
Yeah.
And like, so like the king who's like normal king, supposed to be good, but like talks like Palpatine for no reason.
Right.
But it's just standard king stuff. He's not evil. He just talks like this.
Right. And everybody just thinks he's evil.
Right.
No, I had a sickness when I was a child, and now I just talk like this. Bring me the child. Child. Burp it. I love my child.
Yeah, it's good. It's good dad.
I have all
good
these
dad.
Old toys that I don't play with anymore, and I'd like some children to take them.
God, I want this so bad.
It's not going to be that.
It's not going to be that.
It's going to be a...
No, but it could have been.
Perfectly serviceable young teen wizard king movie.
Right. This is on the Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That checks out.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I will never watch this, probably.
Nope.
I'm sure it's fine for certain people.
Yeah.
Teenagers, for example.
Tweens, younger children.
Tweens, yeah. Babies. You could plop a baby in front of this movie.
You could plop a baby in front of it, yeah.
I'm not saying I wouldn't in the right condition. I just don't have time for Letter for the King. I don't need to know what the letter is.
There's so many other movies. Like, I haven't seen Room yet. Like, there's so many other movies on my list that I need to get to before I watch A Letter for the King.
Yeah. It's fine, man.
No,
it's all right.
We don't gotta watch that.
It's fine. Okay. You don't need to justify it.
You're all right, Letter for the King. Don't worry about it.
Just keep it moving, buddy. Just keep it moving.
Oh, wizards. The next show, on the other hand, I think I will watch. This is Emperor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This looks fucking nuts.
Yeah, this is about the Harper's Ferry raid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know the historical context. I just saw a dude flying out of an exploding clock tower, and I was like, oh, I'm in.
Yeah, it looks pretty bitchin'. This is a real guy whose real name I can't remember off the top of my head, but he was one of the guys. He was one of three of the people. I think it was three. It was John Brown and two other co-conspirators that were hung. And this guy, the Emperor, is one of the three.
Okay.
So spoilers, but
hell yeah. Though
it's got James Cromwell.
It sure does. And Bruce Dern.
I assume they're playing the two opposing sides of the war. Felt like James Cromwell was on the north.
Pretty sure he's John Brown.
Oh, he's John Brown.
Oh, perfect. That makes so much sense. Absolutely.
Pretty sure he's John Brown.
Yeah. He's got the John Brown long face.
Right.
Yeah.
And Bruce Dern.
The long sunken face of John Brown.
Bruce Dern, I assume, plays an old racist guy.
Yeah, he's good at it.
he really
has to assume that.
I think he can nail that. They always get all the racist guys. It's just like, it really looks like a real racist guy.
Yep, they really got him to look like the old racist guy.
Yeah. I don't know. This looks great. I don't have too much to say about it besides that. I don't know anything about it. This came out of nowhere.
Looks good. Trailer looks great.
It has I tried looking it up. It has a very small digital footprint right now. It has an official website, but there's no Wikipedia entry about the film.
Let's put this on Movies That Deserve More Hype. Let's make it an official
movie. It's coming out soon, and I haven't heard anything about it. So,
oh shit. Everybody go check out the trailer for Emperor.
Yeah, it's a good trailer, too.
It is.
Yeah, it's a solid trailer.
I'll see that movie, but it looks like a good trailer.
Yeah. And James Cromwell.
Yeah it looks like a cool, heightened historical action movie.
Yeah, it's got the Django feels, Django Unchained, but...
The director was involved in Django in some capacity.
Or was he?
Yeah, they list that as one of the credits.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, shit. Everybody check it out. Next trailer. Does anybody have any thoughts about Bad Education?
It's probably very good.
Okay.
It's probably good, yeah. It's a trailer.
Okay.
It doesn't really say much.
It's Hugh Jackman playing a superintendent.
Yeah.
Right. And then Allison Janney and... crap, who was the other person?
Ray Romano.
There you go.
I did have something to say. We're at the... It's the summer of Ray Romano. Romano's back.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
I knew there was something about this trailer that I was like,
he's great.
I wish they would, because it's based on a true story about some kind of scandal about inflating test scores to inflate property value. But I feel like the trailer, it's kind of like this is weird. It sounds like I'm being a hypocrite because I generally complain when a trailer gives away too much. But I feel like this trailer depends on us being familiar with the real life scandal too much, because I really don't know what this is.
It gave us nothing.
Yeah.
What you just described makes sense, because at the beginning of the trailer they describe that aspect of it. Like, okay, property value, test scores, that's a relationship. But like then they're like, but then and then it's just a bunch of rapid fire shots of like, I don't know, everyone's mad at each other or worried about something.
I don't think you're a hypocrite, Tom, because the trailers that shouldn't show too much, it's like, oh, it's a museum, and then Godzilla's foot stomps through, and then it's like, Godzilla, summer 1997.
That's all I need for Godzilla.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, shit. But if it was like, it's a room, and it's like got some books, and Hugh Jackman walks in, he's got a tie, and then it's like, Bad Education, you're like, no,
I'm going to need a little bit.
Yeah, right, you didn't sell me with the imagery.
Right, for a drama, I need a little bit more information.
Yeah,
like,
or
I
then
need
you
to
have,
know
like,
what the story is.
You know what they could have done? They could have had this scene, this trailer culminate to Hugh Jackman like sitting at a desk and looking pissed, and it's just Wolverine claws, and then Bad Education.
That would be a Bad Education.
Yeah, just
probably
burst.
Or would it be the Best Education?
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what the curriculum is.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think you'd learn much,
probably,
to be honest.
Well, you'd learn to be careful about who you yell at, because they may have Wolverine claws.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. You might learn how to kill someone, or at least how to emotionally process watching someone get killed.
Yes, you would have to.
Yeah.
You would be forced to learn that.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Well, when you come face to face with Wolverine claws, you have no choice but to learn that lesson.
Exactly.
And learn it quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really fucked up they had him as a teacher at that school.
Yeah. Not the best teacher choice.
No. Like, I don't think those kids, it's like a charter school. Like, I don't think those kids came out with a very good education. Like, real world, like, none of them probably do much math. They just know how to do mutant stuff.
Yeah, it's just power-based.
Yeah.
It's not like, yeah. Here's your taxes.
Right.
Not that, like...
Unless
my
there's the power,
that,
unless there's like a mutant power,
right?
Right, yeah. I'm not one to talk on knowing how to do taxes. I guess. I don't know. This is
Dave,
fine.
Dave, we have the same accountant.
Exactly.
There you go.
And that's what I do. Is I give it to him.
We do.
And
not
I say,
know how to do taxes.
I say, help.
That's what they're for.
Help.
I just put all of my papers in an envelope and send it to him and be like, please figure this out.
Good luck.
See, what
buddy.
I do is I crumple them all up and I tape them into a ball. And then I give them to someone on the street who I think looks like a mailman, and it all works itself out. That's how you do your taxes. Trust me.
That's the best education.
Yeah.
If you go to taxes.gov, it says that verbatim.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. I've been doing it for years, so it can't be wrong.
Yep.
Haven't caught me yet.
Yeah, this is on
still
HBO.
Still breathing free air, tax man.
HBO tends to have, you know, this is fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be good. It's just the trailer didn't really get a lot.
A little too vague.
Good cast. Seems like it's, you know, I like the tone. Shot in.
I got real trust issues after The Report, because The Report was a movie that I was like, oh, I want to see this. This looks like a fun like thriller about paperwork. And then it was that, and I fell asleep.
I'll interject. I don't, nothing about the trailer to The Report looked fun. This one actually looks like a...
That's fair.
You know, like a more like a Soderbergh movie.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. We'll see. Guys.
Yeah, what's the next trailer?
Blithe Spirit.
This charmed the pants right off me.
I didn't want it to, and it did.
Yeah, it existed for a while.
Yeah, I saw Dan Stevens, and he's like, oh, I'm a writer, but I'm having so much trouble. And there's like that comedy indie music playing, yeah, like the do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And Judi Dench shows up, and I'm like, ah, jeez, what the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. Ah, jeez. And then he's seeing ghosts, and played by Leslie Mann.
A bunch of lightning crashes, and you see ghosts.
Yeah.
Leslie Mann, in a three-hour... Judd Apatow comedy.
Exactly. I appreciate
that. Yeah, for sure.
This, she used to do that.
She does. This is a play.
That checks out.
Mm. This is a play that was first performed in 1941.
All plays are about writers. My God. Plays about being a writer.
About being a writer and having trouble coming up with
unbelievable
stuff. Yeah.
Sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
Oh, it's a play that was first performed in 1941.
Whoa. Mm.
And it was adapted into the musical High Spirits.
Okay.
Take your word for that.
Yep.
It
sings a song from High Spirits.
I don't fucking know. I was just looking it up.
Boo.
Hi.
Fail.
It's a play by Noel Coward.
Fail.
Ah, man. Yeah, I have to watch this.
Yeah, it looks delightful.
I have to watch this, and I have to giggle. I gotta take like my grandma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that
kind of. Judi Dench being like a grifter clairvoyant who accidentally conjures a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. It'll be great.
She's like the comic relief.
Yeah.
Judi Dench is the comic relief.
Well, it's like everybody. It's like this is very. It's not Oscar Wilde, but this is a. I don't know. It's
not quite a farce.
It's not quite a farce, but.
It's a bit of, like, it's got a little comedy of errors in there. It's got a little.
Everybody's got something fucking funny to say.
Everybody's got a character.
Some sort
of
fucking wit.
Some piece of shit in their wit.
I would hate living in this world. I'm delighted to watch it.
Yeah, it sounds exhausting. It's like, oh, God, I got to be witty with these fucks again.
Yeah.
And I love Dan Stevens, and I like seeing him play this kind of role.
It's
so not what he normally plays.
I love the choices he makes.
Yeah.
Very interesting, yeah.
Guest, Beauty and the Beast. It's a
hell of a jump.
He's got a Nicolas Cage quality where people are like, you want to do this movie? And he's like, yeah, sure, fine. I'll sign the contract. What is it? What's it about?
Yeah, my introduction to him was Downton Abbey. So everything I saw beyond that, I was like, what? Excuse me, sir? Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. He's having a great time.
Do you have gambling debts?
Nah, I just like movies.
I'm a storyteller.
Oh, God. All right.
You want me to be a monster? Sure. Tape a bunch of fucking shit to my face. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
Wrap me in green.
Want me to sing a song? I'll sing some fucking songs.
I'll sing to you, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
That he was in that Liam Neeson movie, A Walk Among the Tombstones, where he plays a drug dealer whose wife gets kidnapped by Chief Hopper.
Nice.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
It's fucking crazy.
Jesus.
It's crazy to watch that movie now in 2020.
Yeah. Yes, it would be.
That's it for the trailers. As you can tell, like it was a light trailer week. Candyman
was the big one.
Yeah. Candyman makes it all worth it.
Right. Like, glad that dropped today.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's like,
There might be one. There's usually one on Friday.
Right.
I don't know. I don't have any inkling of what it's going to be. Sometimes I do, just because of Collider. But right now, no idea.
Okay.
And there may not be one that drops tomorrow.
Maybe. We'll see.
Right.
Let's go on to the stories. Mm-hmm. This is a kind of a big story. Steven Spielberg is not directing Indiana Jones 5.
Boo.
That is kind of a big story, isn't it?
Yeah, because he did all the others.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All of them.
They're looking into what's his name?
James Mangold, which is
director of
Boo.
Logan.
Boo.
Boo. Boo. Boo.
Boo.
I mean, I'm not. This is okay. I think
the Wolverine.
Yeah, this is the fucking problem, right? Is we're making all these sequels and they've become, the studios have become bigger than the artists, to the point that Spielberg has been like, has stepped away from Indiana Jones 5, and it's still happening. And they're just like, yeah, we'll just continue with that.
And
Spielberg.
People are somehow excited about it. Like, I've seen a lot of people reacting to this, like, oh, that's good. That's a good choice. I'm like, no, it's not.
No, it's not Spielberg. There's literally no other, like, if they're like, he's being replaced by Martin Scorsese, I'd be like, well, I want to see that. But still,
well, I definitely
want to
see that. Right. But yeah.
Bad choice. So still,
I want to see Scorsese do an adventure movie. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
But it doesn't matter who he's, it's just like, these are his films. That's the only thing, like, in the Crystal Skull I did not like, but it's like the only thing that kept me going watching that movie is that
it's the Spielberg-ness
of it. Spielberg film.
Exactly. It's a Spielberg movie.
Yeah, it's bad. It's a bad Spielberg movie, but it's still a Spielberg movie.
Right, even bad Spielberg movies are better than a vast majority of films that get made.
And it's very, it's very weird to decide to continue, because the whole point, at least with Crystal Skull, was like, yeah, we're all coming back. We wouldn't do it if we weren't all coming back.
Yeah.
We're all coming back.
One last time. Here we go.
And like, okay, that's fine. Yeah, wait till you're, but so just don't do it now.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, I personally suspect we will see that Harrison Ford is going to walk away too.
Probably. He did have a quote recently about how he wanted the Indiana Jones movies to be more like those Marvel movies.
That, here's a weird thing about Indiana Jones is I've heard that he's very enthusiastic about the character.
He does like the character,
He clearly likes
it's
the character.
It's not like
he
didn't want, you know, he wanted Han to die, but he likes Indiana Jones.
Yeah, he's not enthusiastic about Han.
No.
And so I can see, but like that, even still, like without Spielberg, we're going to see. I don't think Harrison's going to give that much of a shit. I just watched Call of the Wild, a movie where I'm pretty sure he was giving a shit, and he still didn't give that much of a shit. So I don't want to see him phone in Indiana Jones.
And I think, this Marvel quote makes it seem like he's like really into it and like wants to do it and wants to do it really well. And
right.
He's going to be, you know, we're going to do it. We're going to kill it like those Marvel movies. weird example.
Right.
But also like, I feel like that attitude is what you had going into Crystal Skull, and that was bad.
Yeah.
So maybe we just don't need more Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah. We didn't need the fourth one, but at least that was like, it's an ending. Like, they made it seem like they clearly weren't sure if there was ever going to be another, so they were like, let's end it.
But it was like a nice way to, like, as much crap as everybody dumps on Indiana Jones 4, at least it left the character in a nice place where it's like, oh, he married Karen Allen, which is the one we all liked. And like, he's got a son.
Right, the one that
like
wasn't
his son's
Nazi.
Cool. Yeah. Right, the one who wasn't a Nazi and the one who wasn't Steven Spielberg's wife.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was fine and good. This isn't a great comparison, but like, I always loved Futurama whenever they did the season finales, because it was always like, you could do more or you could never do it again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And they always managed to get like the perfect ending several times, like every other season was like, it could be over forever or it could go on another season. And I guess they're gonna go on. It's like, I don't know,
I'm getting real Die Hard 5 vibes too, because Die Hard 4 was a case where it's like, wasn't great, but you know what, we saw old John McClane, we saw it once, now we don't have to see it ever again.
Right,
and this is like old Indiana Jones, here he is, and it's like great, and they're like, let's do it again.
Right,
and it's like, wait, no,
years later.
A considerable number of years later.
Yeah.
Crystal Skull was 2008. That's a long time ago.
Was 2008.
How old is Harrison Ford?
76, I think.
He is.
He's going to be.
He is 77 currently.
Wow.
Presidential age.
Yeah,
I was very close.
You were very close.
It's, boy, he's going to be running around.
I really expect Harrison Ford to step away within the next couple of weeks or months, and then they'll either kill the project or they'll recast it and it'll be a reboot.
Yeah, yes. No one will like it.
Or they'll beg Steven Spielberg to direct it.
Right.
Because like, that's clearly would be the reason that you wouldn't do it. Or I guess they'll make, I don't know, they just be like, it's Indiana Jones, but the sun guy, right? It'll be, what's his face? LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, yeah. He's not going to come back to it either.
He was actually one of my favorite parts of the fourth one.
Yeah, he's not bad.
I really liked him in the fourth one.
He was really good.
And he got punished for it, so yeah, I don't think he's interested. If they do get Harrison, I want it to just be every action scene is just the joke from Raiders where he shoots the guy with the sword.
Yes, yeah.
Just every guy he faces, he sighs, takes out his gun, shoots him.
He just has a huge bandolier of revolvers and he just keeps pulling a new one out.
A series of sighs and groans.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, when did
this? Whatever you say.
some kind of treasure. What the hell?
What the hell are we doing here? Some kind of, I don't know, is it magic this time or something?
There's another like magic knight, like ghost guarding a treasure, and he just shoots him.
Oh, Jesus.
Just shoots the contraptions, everything.
For crying out loud. All right.
It'll take place in like the 60s too, right?
It would have to, yeah.
Yeah, because Crystal Skull was in the 50s.
Yeah.
And it's been 8 years.
Yeah.
It's been 12 years. It's been 12 years. God.
12.
All right. Harrison Ford, if you're listening, just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Just don't do it. We don't need
just
it.
Don't do it.
Or
we don't need
do
it.
That idea of constantly groan and sigh and then shoot everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine too.
Like go for the whip and then look at it and go, shrug, and then go for the gun. A bunch of different versions of that.
There could be a scene where he's trying to get away from people and he's riding on the back of a younger person, just shooting at people.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Nothing but that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please do that.
And it's like whenever any like mysticism is brought up or like a clue, it's like, this is really stupid.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
What is this? Where was this gold?
I hate this. This is dumb.
Just like the attitude. It's that attitude when he was asked, like, was Han Solo in The Rise of Skywalker a Force Ghost? Like, I don't care.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I don't even know what you're asking me right now.
This is Cowboys and Aliens line where he's, when they figure out the aliens want gold, he's like, what do they want to do? Buy something?
Wait, did he say that in the movie?
He does in the movie, and I 100% believe that was not in the script. That was just him asking.
Absolutely it was. That's the reaction every person should have when watching that movie, where you find out the aliens want gold.
Because they do not explain it.
That's so stupid. I always forget that movie happened and that they wanted gold.
And like, is Daniel Craig in that?
Daniel Craig is the lead.
Yeah.
Jesus, I gotta watch that again. What a
Sam
nightmare.
Rockwell is in it. And yes, he dances.
Oh, yeah. I bet he's amazing in that, though. Is he amazing? Does he kill
He's pretty good. I think he's a saloon. He's either a saloon owner or the doctor. I can't remember which.
I bet he kills it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He kills it. He's amazing.
Jesus.
I can't believe that Harrison Ford literally says, what do they want to do?
Buy something.
Unbelievable. God, he definitely said that in his trailer when he was reading the script.
Yeah. And he penned it in.
Right. He's like, I'm going to say this just to make sure.
I'm going to say this and see if that Favreau character stops me.
Yeah. Maybe like, hey, that was great, Harrison. Maybe let's skip that last line and let's just try it again. Okay, so you're just going to do it every time. All right. I guess we're good
just,
here.
Just yeah, glares yeah, at him wordlessly. All right, I guess we got it then. We got that one.
Yeah. Yeah, we do got it, John.
Imagine directing Harrison Ford in any situation.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, but like being there, standing across from Harrison Ford and just being like, all right, so here's what I want you to do.
Yeah.
And he's just glaring at you.
Especially if it's silly. If it's like sci-fi or fantasy. Yeah. And you're like, okay, so Harrison, in this scene, you're with the Emperor of the Floop-de-doos, and you have to ride this scuttlecraft down to Terra Noir to skiff across the sparkly blue to get to the Temple Palace.
Listen, just tell me the line, man.
Just tell me where to stand and what to
where
say.
Where do you want me to look?
Just telling him all this lore you've been writing since you were 15. Yeah.
Tell me where my eyes go
fuck.
And what's the emotion you want. Give me the vague emotion.
All right, kid, just tell me where to stand.
Unbelievable. Right, like literally anybody but Steven Spielberg. Because with that, they've got a relationship and they know. They know. But my God, I feel so bad for anybody else who tries.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
look
that.
Forward to that.
It's gonna be a really good movie.
Indiana Jones and the all right, I guess.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? Indiana Jones and the Swinging Sixth. I don't know what the hell is he gonna do. Also,
just
it's
watch
too
the
late.
Librarians again. Just watch the librarians.
Yeah, just come watch on. The librarians.
Right, it's kind of too late for Indiana Jones, right? Like that, like 50s was pushing it. Like the 1950s was pushing it. 1960s is way too late for the adventure serial character, I think.
Right, because like, where's the treasure gonna? Where, I don't know.
It really weird. It does. Yeah, it doesn't quite fit.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'll be very interested to see what they try to do, as like an exercise in like. How not to make movies.
Right. And maybe they'll think of a good idea, but you know.
Yeah, I'm always interested in like, okay, what's the MacGuffin? What's the thing? Or right. What's where are they going? Like who are the Nazis in this one?
Right.
But it's gonna be weird.
I mean, it'll either be the Russians or Castro.
Yeah. I bet it'll be Castro now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it'll be Castro.
God.
It's exhausting. Right, this is gonna be exhausting.
Halfway through. I don't think we should do this, guys. Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I think this movie's a bad idea. I think maybe we shouldn't make it.
Oh no!
He's the character of Harrison Ford acting is the best character.
Yeah, it really is.
It's that that Poe.
Have you watched the behind the scenes of fucking Call of the Wild where he's the dog CGI?
Right.
So he's acting against a dude pretending to be a dog.
Oh no!
And that dude has the most. I think that's the best job ever in the movies. So you get to wear this blue suit and Harrison Ford's gonna pet you and it's like, all right, great. This is
that's the bravest man in Hollywood right now.
Oh, it's like right the whole like you're doing the whole time like I know Harrison Ford is judging me right now.
Yeah,
and this is the this is the most judged I've ever been. This is the most judgy he has ever been.
put on this skin tight leotard and prance around Harrison Ford.
I feel like between
scamper around him
between takes he like stands up and Harrison's just like. Sit back down. If you're going to act like a dog, I'm going to treat you like a dog.
You want to be in this stupid movie, you're going to be stupid right now.
You're
just
coming
calls
to, I'm adopting
Buck.
You. You're coming to my house.
You're my dog. I think you better go lay down, Buck.
Oh, shit.
Comes to the craft services
Harrison,
table.
Dogs,
don't eat at the table.
Dogs don't talk.
Hey, Harrison, I've got an... Do you ever hear a dog talk?
Didn't think so.
Oh, God. This is all... I want this more than I want any of the Jones
right, you
5.
You just want behind-the-scenes footage of Harrison Ford being fed up.
Yeah.
But, like, not energetically fed up.
No.
He's just like, all right, whatever. I don't even care. I'm doing it anyway.
All right, next story.
Yeah.
Bob Iger is stepping down at Disney CEO. I don't know what this means. I think he's been planning it.
He has been. He was supposed to exit last year.
Oh, but who's taking his place?
Another Bob.
Fuck that.
Crap. Yeah. Like Bob Schwoos. Begins with an S. I don't know.
Schwimmer.
Stelzer?
Schwepp?
I'm reading
something
Stelzer?
Like that. I don't know.
Oh, no, that's the person who wrote... Never mind, I'm reading the wrong part.
Bob Chapek. So Iger was supposed to step down last year, but they delayed it he was supposed to step down last... Like, last year was supposed to be, like, his big exit year because they had, like, a lot of automatic awesome movies coming out that year.
Right.
But then a few things sort of underperformed for Disney... That right now I can't think of. Oh, Rise of Skywalker and
really
one other.
Yeah,
there
the
was one other
final
one.
Final Star Wars film underperformed.
Right,
not a great sign.
I mean, they started out high with like Avengers Endgame, and then there was two kind of like stumbling blocks. So he didn't want to go out that year.
Okay, that checks out.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, go out with a bang, Rey Skywalker.
Yeah,
giving it her all.
Yeah. So it's not he it was it's definitely been planned for the past couple of years. He's not like being forced out,
right?
Right.
Which is, I mean, it's you may hit this like Dave when you mentioned the headline. You're like, I don't know if this is important or we care about it. But like, you have to realize that Bob Iger is the guy who's in charge of like the one of the biggest economies in the world.
Right.
Yeah. So it is important.
It is kind of important.
Yeah. And who knows? Like,
yeah. I mean, I know Disney stock went down as expected. He's made an announcement like, yeah, everything's okay. Everybody's all right. The guy taking over he managed the parks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is funny because did you guys read about how the Jungle Cruise sunk today?
No, I didn't.
I didn't know it could do that. The Jungle Cruise, one of the boats on the Jungle Cruise sunk today.
Wait, people are fine, right?
Yeah. It's like 4 feet of water. Yeah, they had to escort them off. Yeah, I was just like, how did you sink the Jungle Cruise?
Right, like it's not, it's the lip of the boat is taller than 4 feet.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. There's pictures of people like...
It can't really sink. It just sort of becomes a bathtub.
Yeah,
right. That's so weird. Speaking of, when watching all these trailers earlier, it autoplayed to a Jungle Cruise trailer.
No.
For the Jungle Cruise movie.
You gonna see that?
No.
Okay.
I thought it was a trailer for Jumanji 2.
Right.
Because The Rock is in like 9 jungle movies.
Yes, everybody.
Well, that's
wants
what
the
they
Rock
should do if they want to make Indiana Jones. Just fucking put The Rock, give him a whip.
That is true. Yeah, yeah.
Gives a shit.
But like, it's almost alarming how many jungle movies they've put him in.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Those two, Jungle Cruise, The Rundown. There's got to be more.
There's got to be more. They stick him right in there in the jungle.
Yeah.
I mean, he does great.
Yeah, he does great in the jungle.
Yeah.
He really takes care of business.
Yeah, Tom, you're right.
Yeah, he really succeeds in the jungle.
Harrison Ford, if they did a joke Indiana Jones, like if they did Indiana Jones is now being played by Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
And we know that's dumb, so we're just going to do it.
Right, right. And like if it was like it's Nicolas Cage doing Indiana Jones and it's not like a reboot, it's just he's playing the character Indiana Jones, a continuation of the first four.
Yeah.
And it's obviously like a weird cash grab, like, oh, it's a sequel to all your favorites. So they do the thing where like they bring back all the characters. So like they bring back like the knight from the Last Crusades. They bring back the Nazi who died. They bring back like all the characters in ways that make no sense.
Yeah.
Bring back like Belloc.
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly. Like all these characters are just back. I would enjoy that. And then like Harrison Ford plays somebody else.
Yeah. just as a fuck you of like, yeah, we got Harrison Ford. Yeah,
Harrison Ford he plays Marcus Brody.
But yeah. Exactly. But we're going to make it bad on purpose. How dare you want this movie to
That'd be amazing. That would be amazing.
They're never going
to
listen.
He plays Mutt. So like you have Nicolas Cage comes like, hey, son, get over here. And he's like, all right, dad.
And he's like in the film like for 70% of the film. Yeah. So it's like we clearly got him. We have him for the whole film.
And he's got like he's got the switchblade comb doing like, hey, old man, what do you want from me?
Greaser.
Did you guys see the episode of It's Always Sunny with John Polito as a guest star? It was called Frank's Brother.
No.
And it was John Polito showed up as Danny DeVito's brother, and they tell this story about how they were vying for the same woman back in the 60s, and it's all told in flashback, and they're just playing themselves
Amazing.
As teenagers.
Oh, so
they put like this bowl cut wig on Danny DeVito and they keep mentioning that like, you're only 16, Frank. And it's just 70-year-old Danny
Hell
DeVito
yeah.
with a bowl cut wig. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's what we need.
That's
Harrison
exactly
Ford.
What we need.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I would see the fifth Indiana Jones so many times.
Yeah.
I would watch that movie so many times in the theater.
Yeah.
It would beat Star Wars. All of them.
Yeah.
Together.
It would because it would be stupid on purpose.
It would be amazing on purpose.
Yeah.
They get George Lucas to do a role in it. I'd want to see a George Lucas.
He could play he could play his character from episode 3.
Oh yeah.
The little blue senator.
I was thinking he could play his character from Beverly Hills Cop 3.
That
he has
too.
A cameo in that.
There you go.
Yeah. As guy who wants to go on a ride.
Yeah,
I just assumed he was himself,
and then get like Shia LaBeouf to play George Lucas.
Yeah,
put a beard on Shia.
He's like
gray beard on Shia.
Yeah, he's like in there. He's like got the beard, and he's writing Indiana Jones the first one.
Right. It starts with like,
it's in the universe of Indiana Jones, but it's also about how the first one was written. Like it's inspired by it.
Or okay, what if it's Okay, so it could be, I was thinking it could be George Lucas writing it, and he gets up and trips and hits his head, and then it just zooms in on his head and fades into the movie.
So it's the John Candy film Delirious? Yeah.
But then it fades out, and it's just the entire film Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
They just play the movie.
All right. Yeah. Wait, before the movie? Like it's like a 4-hour long movie where we play Citizen Kane.
Right.
And then
but then
Indiana
he wakes
Jones.
Up and like the movie continues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, these are all incredible ideas.
And people will watch it because they'll want to see the new Indiana Jones,
absolutely.
So they'll sit through
right. they'll sit through Citizen Kane to get to the second half of Indiana Jones 5.
Oh.
I hope you're listening, Harrison. And George.
Yeah,
and
they're friends of the pod. They're friends of the pod. They definitely listen.
We got a lot of good ideas.
Hey, I don't know. Hey, George, I was listening to this Hypecast episode. They had a pretty good idea there. I think it would be a lot of fun. You know
Harrison
how all these
Ford.
Movies are stupid, George?
What are we hey, George, you know purpose? How all of your movies are really fucking dumb?
George is like, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, well, why don't we do that?
Harrison Ford does not know what a podcast is. He doesn't.
No, he does
and it's not.
Not
it's not because he doesn't understand it. It's because he refuses to learn.
Right.
Yeah, he
Although,
has no interest.
He refuses to allow that piece of information.
Anytime
into his
anyone
brain.
Has brought it up, he's told them to leave.
Right. Although I wouldn't be surprised if he's been on a podcast while still not knowing what they
point,
are.
Yeah.
He just sat in a room and they were like talking this mic for with this guy and he was like, "All right, whatever."
The microphones, I'm familiar with those.
And then he left without asking.
So what is this? What is this for? The radio? Yeah. That's for a podcast. Okay, it's for
radio. Get out.
Refuses that information. He rejects that knowledge.
And like you gotta go. So like he's got the Nicolas Cage version of Indiana Jones. He has to go find. He has to find the Ark of the Covenant in order to find like the stones from the second one, and then so like you bring all of them back. You bring like it's a MacGuffin treasure hunt.
Oh, it's like the Avengers Endgame.
Like
where
the new
they
Star Wars.
Exactly.
Or the new Star Wars.
Or the Star Wars, right?
And the new Star Wars, where he has to find a dagger.
In it. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck there. It. Who gives a shit?
Harrison
Nobody.
Ford's a clone.
Nobody gives a shit. We're doing it.
We're making this, god damn it. Bring this all away.
What's the next news story?
All right. Next news story, final news story, is American Horror Story Season 10. Has announced their newest cast member, and it's Macaulay Culkin.
Friend of the pod.
That's
friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod. He's been a guest before.
Yeah. I mean, cool.
Yeah.
This is cool. Yeah, this is cool.
That's. I think he'll be like a good addition. I've watched only a few seasons, and it lost me, and it's definitely gotten me back because I want to see fucking Mac being
I
a
have
horror
to watch
movie,
Mac
horror
American Horror Story. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. That's, I mean...
I mean, it's a huge deal for a couple of reasons. One, because he rarely acts anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And he's never been a regular on a series.
Right. He was in Seth Green's movie that I still need to watch, which felt like more like, oh, my friend's movie. I actually don't know. But then, he's been... chilling out for a while, so it must be a really interesting part.
Yeah like I wonder
I'm
how
super
that
curious
even,
about
like,
it
came to be.
Yeah,
they were like, hey, he's got this role for you, or he'd been searching around for something to do.
Yeah, he must. I don't know. We could probably ask him.
Yeah, I was about to text him right now and ask him. Like, hey Mac, why are you on that?
Mac, what's American Horror Story, huh?
Yeah.
What's the season about? What's the theme?
Yeah,
what's
tell me the ending. I'll say it on the podcast.
So which is again, what are you doing? What is
yeah.
It? Just like, you know, the couple of times we've hung out with him, I would just it feels like it I could totally accept him just being a fan of the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like the opportunity presenting itself and being like, yeah, I'll do that.
Right.
I think maybe I'm wrong, but no matter who you are, if someone was like, hey, you want to be in a big budget horror thing.
Yes.
I would be like, yeah, I can't act and I'll probably take the project, but yes, sure. Yeah. Like,
right. I would say yes before I even knew what the role was.
Yeah. But especially if it's like a creepy role,
Yeah, so much fun.
Yeah. And so it just, yeah, of course.
Well, because whatever it is in a horror movie.
You did the right thing.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah, of course. This is an excellent choice. Because whatever the role is, if it's creepy, if it's a douchebag, if it's like a wiener, if it's like comic relief, every single trope in a horror movie is fun.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's like...
Yeah.
Obviously, I'd do that.
Yeah, you're right. There's nothing... God damn.
There's like no bad role in a horror movie.
Right. And even if it... like there are bad horror movies and you're like, it's bad. It's fine. It's still fun. I did creepy stuff. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good time.
Yeah.
We're all Candyman now.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all Candyman now. Congratulations, Mac.
Indiana Jones and the Candyman.
Yes. Fuck it.
Yeah. Make fucking Mac Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hashtag Macaulay Culkin Indiana Jones. It's not a creative hashtag, but it gets the job done.
But you know what? It conveys it conveys more information than the Bad Education
that
trailer.
That is true.
Yeah. So
it would have to be Macaulay Culkin in some scenes as Indiana Jones and Nicolas Cage in other scenes as Indiana Jones.
Right, and they just don't address it.
Yeah, it would be clear eventually what was going on, but for a while you'd be like, wait, is that, what's he doing? Okay, who's that? Oh, they're calling him Indiana.
Maybe it's like the Hulk where he turns into Nicolas Cage.
Are we jumping back and forth in time? Like in Westworld? Oh, no. This is just,
Right, it's not like he doesn't get powers. It's just he turns into the guy. It's not like, the Nick Cage version is stronger. It's like, no, it's just this guy now.
Maybe he grabs his head and goes, and his nose bleeds a little, and then he turns into Nicolas Cage.
Well, it's like in the new Mummy when Russell Crowe turns from Dr. Jekyll into Mr. Hyde, and he's just a man of the same height and build who's slightly angrier.
It's the same guy. It's so bad.
Oh, my God.
What were you doing?
What a stupid fucking movie.
The Dark Universe. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Oh man, never watching that one again if I can help it.
I'm gonna make us watch it tomorrow or tonight.
Didn't we already watch it on that?
We did.
Yeah.
Did? Oh.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Fucking
no we? Dice, Tom.
I
no
feel
dice.
Like that's the only way I would have ever watched.
We
it.
We watched it on that. We did.
I think I was editing, so I like dipped in and out. I made sure to watch the Dr. Jekyll scene.
Right.
Yeah, it's Christ almighty. Bad.
What a
Tom. No dice.
No dice.
It's a real garbage fire. All right. Fine. Fine. Dave.
Yeah, Tom.
Dave.
Yeah,
Dave.
Tom.
Dave. 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 I've been waiting all week to ask you this. Do you have a movie that deserves more hype?
I do, Thomas. I do. This is I'm going to butcher the name. Bakurau?
I think it's Bakurau.
Bakurau. Thank you.
Bakurau.
Bakurau. This is from Brazil. It's got a release date of March 6th.
Ooh.
I don't know how it's being released. I'm guessing streaming. It's already been released in Brazil where it's made 2.5 million, which is, it's like a hit in Brazil. It's about a small town.
It looks really good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It does look
good.
Really good, yeah. It looks like really weirdly meta.
Yes. The trailer starts and you're like, oh, okay, this is kind of neat, but you don't, it looks like kind of maybe a drama or something, and then you're like, whoa, this got really out of hand.
It's weird, yeah, very fast.
Yeah, it's based off, it's a fake town, and this town doesn't actually exist, but it's obviously has a lot to do with like politics there, but it's about a small town in Brazil where they realize that their town is no longer on Google Maps.
Much like Kamino in Star Wars. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. And they notice there's a UFO flying around town, which I guess is unrelated to the third or final part of this. But then a bunch of rich American tourists show up, played by Udo Kier, you know, the classic American actor.
Is he supposed to be American in this?
Apparently.
Yeah.
And they start hunting them for sport. And the people in the town fight back by taking a bunch of drugs, apparently.
Yeah, it's so, like, reading the description is like, there's so many steps.
Yeah.
Of like, okay, so their towns disappeared on the maps. Okay, UFOs there. People show up to kill them.
Right.
Take a bunch of drugs. And then more of the movie, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? You assume that, like, then a movie happens.
Right. And I, when they watch the trailer, I you see the UFO, and then you read about the drugs, and I was like, oh, it's the drugs. And then on the other reviews, they're like, also a UFO, and it's, like, unrelated to the drugs.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, oh, okay. It's weird. Yeah, this won the what's it called?
It won, like, a jury prize?
Yeah, I think.
The big award.
Yeah.
Yeah, jury prize it can.
Yeah, it can.
Grand jury prize.
Yeah. It was right in front of me, and I couldn't find it on my notes. It's, I guess, based off a lot of these, like, small areas in Brazil that still don't have, like, access to water and, like, utilities, and that feel like they've been completely forgotten. So the idea is, like, they could just be wiped off the map in this world. Like,
yeah.
It takes place in the not-too-distant future, apparently. And so the idea is that, yeah, we can just wipe them off the map and just go hunt them.
Well, yeah, and then there's also like, the imperialist aspect of it, where it's just, like, the white people one day randomly decide, okay, you don't, like, they take them off the maps. It's like, okay, you don't exist anymore, and we're coming in to use your land for whatever,
Right.
To fucking get that gold.
Sandals or Disney World resort we want to put in here.
Right. Yeah, it's really interesting. And, yeah, reading it even about the name of the town and how, like, they made it up, and, like, the point of, like, any, like, these towns could be wiped off the map and no one would ever notice, ever.
Right, yeah.
And the idea mm-hmm. that, like, they almost created this fake town with a name as a term that would be used in the future for when this does happen.
Right.
Like, because it's a possible thing.
Yeah, that so, we like, can reference yeah, it
oh,
later.
Like, they got Baccarat or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's a Baccarat situation, even though it doesn't actually exist. Yeah, it just looks really good. Weird.
It looks really good and really weird. It's that right combination of, like, all right, we're trying to say a message, and then they're, like, writing it, and they're like, yeah, but can we do, like, UFOs? Like, it's got that.
It looks like three different movies.
Yeah. Well, they're saying, like, they said, like, the closest thing was, like, a Western, but they're saying it's, like, a satire horror, and, like, a lot of reviews were saying, like, we can't really pin down the genre.
Yeah.
They're comparing it to, like, a Jordan Peele film.
Right.
In that sense.
That's a good sign. If you can't pin down the genre, then you're like, oh, then it's probably good.
Yeah.
Like,
it's also just
engaging.
Yeah. It's a really good tactic, I think, for putting a message out there, which is just like, let's make it fucking weird, too.
Yeah.
Like, let's make it stand out. Granted, the general people hunting people plot has been done for a while, but there's also mm-hmm. layered. Like, they clearly must have hit that trope, and they're like, let's add drugs and UFOs.
Right,
because
it's not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough.
It's The Hunt.
Yeah.
Which is apparently getting a release now.
Yeah, I guess.
It is, yeah. We talked about it a couple of, 2 weeks ago, I think.
I don't know, man.
But yeah, like, it's not enough. And you're like, okay, well, let's make it.
Let's make it fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's make it enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, people, check out the trailer for this.
It looks great.
Yeah, it looks really good.
You may have to spell it for them.
B-A-C-U-R-A-U. Type it, Harrison.
Hit
I know
enter.
You're listening.
Smash that type button.
What am I going to type it in, though?
Google.
I don't
what's
know
that?
About this.
Computer. Go on. I mean,
Harrison Ford probably has a voice-activated computer in that he yells stuff out and someone types it on a computer, and he has no idea that's what the process is.
Harrison Ford has an employee whose entire job it is to use the computer.
Yeah,
for
that's
them.
True.
I guarantee you.
They have changed their name legally to Computer.
Yeah.
He says, hey, Computer. Yeah.
Good morning, Computer. You're my computer
he's not
and my
fucking
dog.
Doing that
no,
shit.
He is not.
Damn right I'm not.
Oh, man. That guys, that's a sode.
Yeah, it is.
Woo.
Cody, thank you so much for being on the sode.
Thank you so much for having me on the sode. I always love chatting with you guys, obviously, because we do so regularly, but also on the podcast.
Right.
It's always fun to be here on the actual podcast.
It's fun. Cody, tell us stuff, where we can find you.
Tell us the things.
How you doing? My name's Cody. If you Google my name, Cody Johnston, you'll find my Twitter stuff. I do a show called Some More News on YouTube, and we have podcast Even More News on the podcast things. We have a patreon.com/somemorenews and another podcast called Worst Year Ever. I do with my other co-host, Katie Stoll, and other co-host Robert Evans. It's about the bad year that we're all experiencing. Other stuff is about the news.
It's very
and, helpful. Dr. News. Mr. Cody's Twitter. I don't know.
You're doing good.
I don't like this part. I never like this part.
Yeah, you're fine.
It's okay.
You're fine.
Thank you.
I liked the Bloomberg episode and the and the worst year with Ken.
Ken Klippenstein, yeah.
Yeah. It was good stuff.
Yeah, informative.
It's informative. Yeah, it was informative. Thank you for being on. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Indeed.
I'm going to plug our stuff, Tom. Tom.
Do it. Okay. Please, do. Lay it on us.
Tom, do I have your permission?
Yes.
Patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. We have exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman and Fox Mulder is a Maniac. We have a tier where you can be a Hypecast producer and get your name a shout out. Just watched tier. There's a bunch of tiers, so check it out. You just drink our tears.
Check it out. Drink my tears.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Drink our tears. We also have a store, tpublic.com/store/gamefullyunemployed, where you can get t-shirts, mugs, posters, stickers, all that stuff. Check it out. We're always adding new designs. There's bound to be something you like that you can buy, and then it will be sent to you, and then it will be in your house, and you can do whatever you want with it. You can throw it in the oven, you can bury it, you can eat it, you can probably cut it in different pieces and send each piece to a loved one so that they can have a piece of the thing that you bought and enjoyed.
Yeah, you can feed it to your dog, Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Harrison, tell your computer to buy our merchandise.
Do it, Harrison.
All right.
Indiana Jones and the t-shirt that I bought at T Public.
That is quite enough.
All right.
Say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Thanks, guys. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. You can follow him on Twitter at thecorlew, C-O-R-L-E-W, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.